start here. I have something special to give you, but I want to give you this first. You have touched my heart tonight. You have honored me. Poetry chose me, and you chose some of my poems tonight. You have honored me. I could fence with some of you tonight and have fun, but it's really, I'm not going to do that. Jan Beatty, I have been disciplined and it is very difficult. You know this. I would like to thank you very much. I've known you for a while. Essay, my friend, he came from LA. We went out there several times. We've read out in LA, and I guess our fun thing is we're friends with Nick Nolte. And Nick Nolte has read my poems and he's played around with your poems. He knows you. And it's fun because Nick's like way cool, okay? And that's our touch there. Laurie, thank you. You have honored me. You put my poem in the paper. I never submit anything, ever. It's really difficult for me. I'm too lazy. And thank you. I will not say you're my illegitimate son, John, because I know you would hold me to back pay. Thank you. You are a good poet. Adam, thank you. We had fun putting on those robes, and it was different for us all the time to get together and have some fun with you. Leslie McElroy, it was fun working with you today. I had the pleasure, she welcomed me into her family, and I met her child, and her son will be a great little fighter, and we will do what we have to do to make that happen. Thank you for letting me join your family. David Newman, you are part of the history of poetry around here. It is nice to see you, and you read my work, and I read a little line in one of your books that you put in them with my name. I was honored by that. Oh, Eddie Ochester, my man. Look at you sit over there. You are like the king of poets. It is fun to sit and hear you read, and you were absolutely correct. You guided me down the right way. I was going to really do end rhyme most of my life, and you changed that. Thank you, Abby. Judy Vollmer, I still want one of those books that you have that you will not give me. And if you have one laying around, I will make you give it to me someday. You are a great poet. I wish I would have taken class with you. I could have tormented you. It would have been wonderful. Oh, Joan Meyer, we play good cop, bad cop all the time. And what's nice about that, she is the bad cop poet. People want to go up here and read, and I say, that's fine, go continue. And she goes, no, we can't have that. And she will get a hook and pull them off the stage. But that is, I want to thank all of you. Let's hear it for you guys before I end here a little bit. Let me hear it for you. I'm just going to tell you some things about the dog. That was my nickname. My colors were dark for the unknown, if you haven't heard this. That is when you don't know what it's like, really, to be a cop. Your father was a cop. You might have some inkling. But to go out there, you never know. I always respected the dark. I always knew there was something down that alley. In that, when you least expect it, the least you expect at the least, the worst time that you think this is nothing, it's bullshit. That's when you're in the alligator pit. All of a sudden you're fighting for your life. And you never heard, I at least don't think anybody in this room has ever heard the hammer of a gun fall next to your temple. I have heard that. and it wakes me up at night sometimes. And it's not that I'm brave, I just know what the sound is. And the red was the blood from the broken hearts. This was my colors. I had the Eccentric Society of Dog. And I held the hand. And of course, the white of my dog print was for the purity of my soul. I always wanted to never entrap anyone. Now, tonight, we're going to show you something really cool. I wrote these book, but being I talked about chicken fornicators, I had to make the grand elf write these books. Okay, these are whimsical books, but they are also a philosophy of life. The Zen of Elves, I actually trademarked these characters. This has been inside of me all my life. It got me in more trouble. I even wore my dog shoes tonight. I had them made. That's called vanity. And the Zen of Elves, this character is the old one. I did each character, and I knew that something was there. I trademarked these characters, and I copywrote them. And I knew that we could, with the whimsical way, we could change the earth. It is a way of life for me. It is a way, that's how I live. My life is poem all day. It is a path. I know the way. Now tonight, I'm gonna ask some of you to take this poster, then I will conclude with a poem. But this poster is from the Attack Theater. They found me, or we found each other, and they are going to perform my work on the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of December and a matinee, and we are going to have some money left over for children. And what we're going to do is they put this, I was amazed watching this. So I invited them to come and dance in a phone booth tonight. So this is Michelle. And this is Peter. They will dance for you. Yeah, that would be easier, would it not be? We never practiced this before, so this may be really something.
This is a one-timer.
Yes. These are pretty cool.
Fuck it up, Jimmy.
I'm just gonna. You're on your own, my man. Say when. Give me.
Whenever you're ready, bud.
A story usually begins at the beginning. That's usually the best place to begin any story, as the story begins. Anything of value probably does not belong to you. Be careful not to break it, or you will own it, or it may own you. Sometimes you just know some things, and sometimes you don't know some things, but knowing this is really what matters. The best lie told is the one you tell yourself, and the greatest lie is the one that you tell and believe. In the first place, who determines first place in the first place? Sometimes a long time is a long time, especially a long time when you're waiting for a kiss. It's not like a kiss and tell. A tell and a kiss, they will know by the look in your eyes. It's never the fall that hurts, but the sudden stop followed by the bounce. The hardest thing to pick up are the pieces of a broken heart. The end, and sometimes the end is just the beginning.
So thank you for having us here tonight. I'm Michelle De La Rosa.
I'm Peter Cope.
And we're co-founders of a company called Attack Theater. And we're a dance company. And I was thinking about when we began collaborating with Jimmy, using his work to create Defense of Gravity. Get it? D-O-G, Defense of Gravity. Dog. But also the defense of the weighted moments in life, defense of the gravity that Jimmy said to us once, you don't want to see what I see when I close my eyes. But our mission has always been to create passionate portrayals of life, of everyday life. So we're just trying to see just a little bit in there and also bringing a little bit of that poetry into motion. So we hope that you can join us December 1st through 3rd. We've got some flyers, and there'll be more people, more theatricality than what you saw tonight. But thanks for letting us.
I wanted to bring the chicken fornicator to life in physical realm, and my better half said, really don't do that.
We're going to stick with it.
It's best to be left in the imagining.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.